after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Yeah, shout out to Sanjay, dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight. Good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story, you better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal, take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded, we belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular, can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel and all of the above. And it's all on one show and it fits like a glove on the
life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Steady J was good, my dude. You keep doing what you're doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
What's up, everyone? What's up? Welcome to Life After Dust Live. Your boy, Steady J. And, man, it's the start of a new week. You know what that means. Another edition of Hot After Dusk Monday. Yes, Hot After Dusk Monday, man. We is in the building. And that's where we talk about some hot mess, hot news, and sometimes play some hot music as well. And today's episode is entitled Say It With Your Chest. Say it with your chest. Say it with your chest. So, yeah, you got to say it. So, why is it called Say It With Your Chest, you ask? So today's show is full of a platter of controversies that have people have been very, very vocal about. And so you brought them up, so we're going to talk about it. And, you know, I've been just watching some stuff on the timeline. That's been happening. It's been very, people have been very vocal on so many things. And I'm definitely going to talk about it, man, because there's been some stuff, man. You got a lot of us in celebrity news or whatnot. One has his first Easter crash, the very, very crazy car crash that happened, in which he ended up losing a friend as well during this incident. You also got a story that has been taken over pretty much every news outlet, and know some people are like, oh god. There's some people that's gonna be like, why are we talking about it again somewhere else? Heck, I knew this was gonna come up because hey, a lot of people they wanna hear about it, and a lot of people wanna hear a reason why some people go listen to it to different places they know it's gonna be on and talked about. It's because they want to hear a different person's take. Sometimes it's not the message, it's the messenger. And so I'll be talking about that because in this big story that has been taken over, has been about Olympian, formerly known as Bruce Jenner, asks you to call him Caitlyn Jenner now, or call her Caitlyn Jenner, in which, you know, call me Caitlyn is the headline you see on the cover of Vanity Fair. Now, there's a lot of different stuff we're going about that because there's no, I mean, There's no, you know, I've never held any secret on the show that, you know, we do support the LGBT community, and we've had parts in supporting the no hate movement that got started out in Cali and has kind of spread like wildfire. You know, we've been supporting that for like years now. Matter of fact, that was like year one of the show. And just, I've held no secret about where I live or everything. Like, for me personally, it just, I mean, people crack me up about this different stuff of this. Like, all of a sudden, everybody got all these Bible verses. Because this is, every time people don't agree with something, they want to start bringing out legislation and want to start bringing out statistics and want to start bringing out, you know, all of a sudden they know Bible verses, but when they pass a, you know, when somebody just any day asks them to recite a scripture, they can't recite one, but they got one, they magically got one when it's time to catch a stone with somebody. And in this case, you know, this particular instance of the LGBT community is specifically with the T part, which is transgenders. Now, I've shared a few stories before, I think, about transgenders and whatnot. One being, like, there was an incident. There's a lot of different things. There was an incident where I was working VIP at this club. Club One, it was Club One. It's called Club One at the time, up in Deep Ellum, downtown Dallas, basically. And we were, and when I was there, you know, I got a chance to. I was doing VIP this particular night, and you know, I was taking down people's names and stuff so we could, you know, start sending them text messages. And VIP, sample name, had no fill out whatever they wanted to be on the list. All of a sudden, you know, these two women come in, and you know, they like real busty. They got these tight dresses on and all that. And all of a sudden, you know, not even you know, I can spot it at a certain spot. And without them getting too close, I like knew right away that, okay, even though they had a lot of augmentation, I still, you know, I still knew it was a woman. And people, you know, and some of these dudes is acting so thirsty, like, yeah, man, I'm gonna holler at her. And instead of me hating, you know, I'm just like, whoa, in my head, I'm like, whoa. Oh, those are dudes, but I didn't come out and just start hating and just doing all this extra. And I definitely had a confirmation they got close up with Gary with the name of the VIP list. And I, you know, I heard the voice, and I could hear through the voice of this man voice trying to fight through this girly voice. And so that's why I knew right away. And so when I go into the club, I see a bunch of dudes, like off in the club. There's one dude, he all behind one of them, and he like grabbing up, he like grinding up on them and everything. And I was like, oh, okay, all right. So my mind state on that was, you know, a lot, and that's when it comes to the case of a lot of people on my timeline and whatnot. Y'all get so Superman all of a sudden and want to start getting pissed off. But some of y'all same people, I be peeping it. Y'all be the same ones grabbing up on these transgenders in the club. And if you just got this magic power that you just know what a woman is so bad, then how'd you not peep that? And like I told someone earlier, it's like the people who can peep it, it's the real, and I know some people might take offense to that, but hey, there's a lot of things people take offense to on here. In this particular case, I stated on Facebook with someone, I was like, the ones who usually can peep it are the real men who are secure themselves. They got this homing device in themselves that kind of tell them, okay, that's a man. I know that's a man, but I'm not going to say nothing. Cause it's not your place. That person would be identified as a woman, then let them be identified as a woman. Now you personally, you try to go holler at them. That's on you to do justice of asking the right, asking the questions. Because this is why some people get mad. Because a lot of y'all want to be on some thought crap and want to be mad. Y'all want to try to, besides knowing the person for some time or whatnot, y'all just trying to bust down anything y'all can real quick. You ain't never met the person before, all this, that, and the other, and you don't care. You just trying to bust something down, and so you don't ask the proper questions. Sometimes, I'm pretty sure if those same dudes really asked, these transgender women would come out and tell them, "Hey, I used to be a man. Are you comfortable with that?" I'm pretty sure of that. But you don't never add, you don't find out this different stuff, find out their story or what. Heck, sometimes your hormones get to you and you just trying to hit something. I know it's what some of y'all, some people do, but it's at the end of the day, get to know a person first. If you're just so insecure in yourself that this bothers you so much that you feel like, oh, because he decided to become Caitlyn Jenner today, I got to start his decision to become Caitlyn is affecting your life. And it's going to affect you, how you choose women. Oh my God, now I got to watch women. You weren't watching them before, so now all of a sudden this magic fairy comes out of nowhere, and now you want to start caring now. This is not good enough for me. Like, you gotta want more for yourself than that. And I'm just not going to sit here and allow people to continue to have these excuses of whatever. Like, for instance, some of y'all, before that picture came out with Sydney Starr, y'all was checking for Sydney Starr before y'all knew. I peeped it right away, but it goes back into, again, of this whole case of, because even with just regular, even just people who aren't transgender, but women, y'all so entrenched in, they gotta have the perfect booty, they gotta have the perfect breasts, all that stuff, that's where y'all get so lost in translation. And so these transgender women, they peep that. And they say, oh, wait a minute, that's what they want. I'm gonna augment to that extreme, and that's what they want, so I'm gonna get to that appeal. Another thing is that we keep learning from this, and we, of course, they talked about this with Dinosaur, the interview, and we're relearning some more, that, not all transgenders are going to, because that's why y'all get this so misconstrued. Y'all think that all the transgender women are going to come after all the guys. Oh my God, man, they're trying to get me, man. Not all transgender women trying to check for dudes, man. Some identify as a woman, but they don't identify as in, that means they have to be gay. They identify as a woman, but personally, they like women. That's the difference here. Like, it's not no one way to how this goes. Like, you think there's a magic fairy that's telling you that, oh, all of a sudden, oh, y'all are transgender women gonna be after me. Like, y'all doing too much. Doing way too much. And there's some different things, like the military, a veteran is, the military has banned transgenders. No, there's different stuff like that. Like, I mean, you saw a longer too, from, as far as, you know, don't ask, don't tell, you know, how that was going. You know, it's like people, there are veterans who are transgenders who are trying to push for transgenders to be able to be in the military. And for that, that's what I don't understand is, everyone's like, yeah, these people want to fight for us and respect their troops because, you know, anyone that wants to fight for us is a person that deserves respect. If a transgender person wants to fight, go fight for our country, all of a sudden, it's a problem. And really, it's always, you know, the big thing is, the problem always happens is, a lot of people aren't, you know, it's like with gay men and transgender women have it the worst out of, you know, out of the LGBT community. Because, you know, women, the gay women, and some straight women and straight guys looking at two women kissing each other. So for that, for some people, that doesn't really bother them. But the whole, you know, how they talk about the theory of, but if you see two dudes bumping mustaches, it's a, you know, oh my God, like, get that out of here. It's the same thing like back on Oprah. I know y'all remember the episode of Oprah where they had what they called the quote-unquote pregnant man. And, you know, that was where the transgender man can be, you know, can, his wife can have babies. So he decided to, you know, because he still had the female, he had the female part to be able to sustain having a baby and keep, you know, in the womb and whatnot. So he ended up holding the baby in him, this, that, and the other. And, you know, people were just, oh, that's such a great story. Oh my God. And when nobody really, so people weren't really taken back as much with that. But when it's like I said, when it involves gay men or transgender women, oh my God, press the red button. Press the red button. And then it's always, and, you know, people's automatic answer is, yo, we've got to raise our boys. Y'all be tripping me out with that because this is what I understand. It takes things like this for you to say all of a sudden we need to raise our boys. Why weren't we raising our boys before that? Why do we all have to wait? I'm just like how, just like with, and people know how I feel about police brutality. But the flip side to that, where people hate me from in the case is, why do we have to wait until these different things for people to come together? All of a sudden, yeah, we're black and we're gonna march and we're gonna do this. That's annoying. Where were you at before that? So yes, I got a lot to say in my chest today. I'm just saying it with my chest. We got a lot of controversy to talk about today, people. We will be back on Life After Dust Live here in a moment. We will talk about some more of this topic, getting a little more tea in that, because there is some other big thing that I don't know if I've never shared with people. I've shared with very select few, but I'm going to share with you. But put it this way, you don't want to miss it. We're going to talk about something very juicy that still has something to do with this topic. So definitely stay tuned. We got a lot to talk about today here on Life That Does Live with yours truly, Ceddie J. The track we're getting ready to bring to you now is but my girl, Andrea Lewis, Raindrops.
raindrops fall on my window pane. Pain, pain, pain. The raindrops have set the tone for the day.
Day, day, day.
It's like they've read my mind. Or heard your message about you telling me I should stay away. Take it all away,
away, away, away.
Your words so hurtful because of you. I become doubtful that this hurt will ever truly go away.
Away, away, away.
And the standard's been set by you.
Saying that I chose this cutie pie with whom I want to be. And I apologize if this message gets you down. Then I CC'd every girl that I CC around town. And hate to see y'all frown, but I'd rather see her smiling. Wetness all around me, true. But I'm no island, peninsula maybe. Makes no sense, I know crazy. Give up all this pussy cat that's in my lap. No looking back, spaceship. Don't come equipped with rear view mirrors. They dip as quick as they can. The atmosphere is now ripped. I'm so like a pimp. I'm glad it's night. Throw the light from the sun. With not vermin on my bum when I shoot the moon. I jump the room like a preemie out the womb. My partner yelling too soon. Don't do it. Reconsider. Read some litter. Sure on the subject. You sure? Fuck it.
Why we over here talking about kids? Why you gotta tooth brush where I live? Why am I the one chilling with your friends? You just gotta see it, baby. Ain't no ifs, or buts, or maybes. What I feel for you is crazy. I'll wait, she don't faze me.
She don't love you like I love you. Don't love you like
This is the one and only Antoinette Soto from Tucson, Arizona, showing love to my papi, DJ Ceddy J.
Mwah. All right. Don't get me started now. All right, we back, everyone, right here on Life After Dusk Live. How to Dusk Monday. Say it with your chest. Say it with your chest. Yes, if you... before the break, we actually talked about some very deep stuff. But before that, I wanted to take the time out to show some love to our sponsor, which is Audible.com. And Audible is offering our listeners a free, yes, that's free, audiobook of your choice and a free 30-day trial membership. Just go to audibletrial.com/CeddyJ, yes, CeddyJ. And choose from over 180,000 audio programs, download a title free, and start listening. It's that easy. Go to audibletrial.com/CeddyJ, that's CeddyJ, the letter J. And again, that's audibletrial.com/CeddyJ. And get started today. All right. So. Oh my God, man! It's so much stuff going on right now that it's just crazy, man. Like for the break, the teaser for the break, I was talking about there's something that I've never really shared publicly. I've shared with a few people that kind of go in conjunction with this episode. And hold on one moment. Oh, okay. So a lot of people, I'm so cool, they tend to tell me about every little thing and whatnot. And some people, they tell me something before they tell the world. And in particular, I actually had. Well, one of the models, when she kind of was getting started, whatnot, years ago. She's like, one of the models that first joined, midway through the 10-year of Dust Spot being created, she joined the site, and, and, like, a lot of dudes, man, they was being extra thirsty. And, from first glance, just like people didn't know Bruce Jenner before this, some people might not know. And so, like, it was just some really crazy stuff, or whatnot. And she, when I find out most recently, when she shared, I saw her share publicly, was that she was a transgender model. Now, you know, as a person that, you know, until I was told this, you know, before, I was like, okay, wow, like, I wouldn't have known that you told me. Be honest, I wouldn't have known that you told me. And sometimes you can't tell. Like, if you don't see a person, because, you know, when you got pictures, the power of pictures, you know, you're not, it's not right there in front of you. So you're not going to sit here and see, you know, you're not going to be able to, like, just read off a person that well and say, oh my, that's not a man, that's not a woman, or whatever. And this person decided to come out on Twitter and in their Twitter bio and everything, they brand that, hey, they're a transgender model. And it was just interesting because to see them be that brave, and something like, what, how does that make you a hero? It's not that he just magically. Feeling vocal to be able to share about themselves with no restriction. Like you're telling, a lot of people are saying, well, these people aren't being honest, but then they be honest with them, and you wonder, and then, you know, people get killed over this stuff, man, coming out and telling the truth about themselves like that, and people want to sit there and say, well, what makes them a hero? I'm not saying that, man. I'm not saying, like, oh my God, like, wow, this makes them better than this person in history or this person in history, this, that, and the other. But it's a brave thing to come out and tell the truth about something that people are very, which we see now, people are very vocal about, and a lot of people want to start condemning you and want to start sending you to hell right away or whatnot. That's what's so brave about it. It's not that, oh my God, something to, you know, tap yourself in the back and say, well, oh man, that person's braver than me. It's not necessarily just saying that. It's just a matter of when it comes to dealing with a lot of people, man, you kind of got to just fall back and then just realize, oh, okay, I might not want to say this because my life could be on the line. And that's what's heroic about it. I understand some people never get that, but it's something that you got. Everybody has their own personal things, and this is another thing I thought about on the show. You know, before I get into the show, this another way that, you know, people aren't really. That's why you go to different shows, because different shows talk about stuff in different manner than the other. It can be at the same topic, but they bring a different light to a true different light to it. My different thing on how I look at it is everybody has this secret that they want to let out there, but because of being uncomfortable, you know, a secret that if they let it out is taboo, or, you know, it's just hard to let this, that, and the other happen. Me, as far as the thing that's so, and as far as my taboo thing, for longest, it's multiple things, like, difference, and that's why people always say, you know, you got to kind of learn yourself more and more and more, and that's what part of learning. If every day you're not learning something new, then you're kind of being stagnant. In this case, I learned, you know, one of the things I've had to learn and become more and more entrenched about, and it has made me feel so much more free, is knowing I can't please every damn body. And just because I can't please everybody, or if I don't agree with something, or if I'm very vocal about something, it doesn't mean that I'm just so hard to get along with, or that I'm no better of a person than I was before I started being vocal. Like, I'm just the more blunt I'm starting to become, the more free I feel. because I don't feel like I have to sit there and try to appease everybody in order for me to feel like, oh, they're going to respect me now. They're going to respect me because I'm playing nice or whatever. And I appreciate those out there who continuously, and I mean continuously, you know, understand that and respect my that transition of me not wanting to sit, not going to sit there and take just anything, or you know, I got or you know, I'm going to be tough about something in order to make sure stuff get done right, or to be, I got to be tough. And when you and that's a part of the transition that's probably a big thing that a lot of people hold in. Like, you don't, you know, if you're the really nice person, you don't want, it's hard for you to, you know, step outside your bounds and kind of just, you know, be very vocal because, oh no, you're too vocal. Oh, you're the difficult person. Oh, you're the mean person. And I've had to learn that it's not, you know, I don't have to do that in order for me to make it in this industry. I don't have to do that. And it's going to be people who's not going to like me. Oh, well. Like, I've had to deal with it, and especially over the past week, I've had to deal with it very much so. Like, between dealing with, today I had to deal with someone. Like, I had to be very vocal with them. And the thing was, I wasn't saying nothing. I was just being very vocal. And here's the thing, they already were told, this is what stuff makes me mad, is when people, I don't like when people try to be condescending, like, or, you know, try to act like they don't know something. Here you are, you just got, you know, someone just told you exactly where I stand on something. And yet you want to come here, you come to me and you play dumb like you didn't just have that conversation when that person told me that they had a conversation with you before you even came and had the conversation with me. And you want to play dumb like you don't know. You know, my whole thing is this. When I know exactly why you're kind to me because you don't kind to me like that, you have to understand this. Small talk. See, when it is always, and this is something I deal with a lot. I get a lot of people that do all this whenever they go through stuff. They got to deal with a bunch of small talk, and it's just ridiculous and whatnot. And hitting my boy Greg up right now is go, but. It was just like ridiculous. And here's the funny part about this all. Both instances of the two different things I said just within the week, both had something to do with people doing the same type of thing. It's so weird. I deal with that so much. People do this all the time. When people doing something wrong, they always want to contact me with small talk instead of just, you know, in. And they usually do that when they're in the wrong. And this has been, and I don't know what it is lately that people want to do that, but if you're in the wrong, you're in the wrong. And especially when, and then it's like, it's crazy because it's like different things. It's different entities, but it's both had something to do with my brand. Both cases. And I'm not, and that's one of the things I've had to learn how to not back down. That's been one of those things, like my thing of having to come out and for me be comfortable and be able to move forward. I have to not be afraid to do that stuff because I don't want to be controversial or whatever. I can't do that. I would be appeasing you when I know stuff is not going right. And it was just ridiculous. Like you can't sit there and you come with small talk. And when this is what I love. Like, people know me, especially if it's dealing with a mutual party, All right. When I tell them something and it usually involves you, I'm not going to act fake about it. And then they usually going to come tell you because they're going to come break down to you, hey, this is how he feels about this. Because they know I'm not being fake, and I know they go tell because it's fine with me. That's how we do. We're not being fake. And that's to let you know that, hey, we keeping it real 100%. And if we're not feeling some way about something, then, hey. And certain people, you can't. And sometimes this is what I got to deal with where I can't say certain. I can't deal with stuff a certain way with some people because they get too entrenched and not respecting stuff, and so you gotta deal with that. And I'll at least put this part of it. I ain't gonna put the other parts of the stuff out there, but I want to thank Greg, and I want to thank Rick because they both know the instance I'm talking about, and it's ridiculous. If you're not doing right, you can't get mad at me. Simple as that. It's as simple as that, man. We're not here to sit here and deal with that all the time. Where people just want to go off the handle and think that they come run your stuff and tell you how to run your stuff and be disrespectful about it. You can offer suggestions, but if you're not especially if your hard earned money ain't going into it, you gotta take 10 steps back and evaluate. Wait a minute, my money's not going in. All I gotta do is show up or do this, that, and the other. It's just ridiculous. So it is crazy. It's crazy. Everybody has something that they want. Everybody has their thing they want to get off. If they don't let steam off about it, or release in this kind, and just be more comfortable with a part of themselves that they're not comfortable that they don't want to be ridiculed about, they won't feel free until they do so. I feel so much freer. The more I become more and just realizing that, hey, I can't make everybody happy, and that's all right. And I think part of the stigma of me dealing with it, and I talk about this a lot, man. Like, you know, dealing with bullying, and it's always crazy. A lot of stuff always deals with bullying because if you mention you gay or transgender, you don't get bullied. If you're super nice to people and you don't want, you know, this and you and you different and all that, you're gonna get bullied. Just all that kind of stuff. And in this case, I had to deal with that so long of me worrying about people because being feeling so ridiculed. Like y'all hear me tell a story all the time. I didn't really start being comfortable with who I am more until I got in high school. Freshman year, first day of school, it all changed. I still remember. It was actually from the same class as me or whatnot. It was these two girls, they were staring me down. And I'm like, good God, here we go again with this whole stare at me and you finna say something rude or whatever crap. And they actually stared at me with a nice look, like, ooh, weed. I was like, huh? You know, and so they walk over and talk to me, whatever. And from that point forward, between that and also between working at a company I worked for 10 years, I'm not going to say it's legal purposes, but a lot of people, if you pay this my story, you know what company I used to work for 10 years of my life. They actually brought me out of my shell. That was the beginning part to bring me out of my shell. Doing the radio show, promoting events, all that, DJing, MCing, all that stuff started bringing me more and more out of my shell. And that started to help me get used to people are going to, people receive what I say They listen to my voice. They respect my uniqueness. It's okay. And then finally, I had to get to this next point of you don't have to please everybody. You don't have to, and you're not going to. If you spend your whole life looking over your shoulder trying to please everybody, you're going to be upset. Trust me. Because you're never going to do it. And then that's when you get to the point of where you're not going to ever please yourself. Because you're spending way too much time trying to please people who a lot of times wouldn't give a rat's ass about you. They give a rat's ass about you for the moment. But hey, it is what it is. So my challenge to everybody listening to this show right now, don't be afraid to be who you are, and don't be afraid to let the inner self stop worrying about trying to please others and just be yourself. People going to talk regardless. So be honest in who you are. I'm not running around tooting the flag saying, oh, I mean, you know, because this is what I hate. When you start saying, you know, that it doesn't affect your life as hard as he would make it out to be, all of a sudden everybody wants to try to put you in this bubble, like, oh, you low-key gay or whatever. The hell? I love women to death. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about that. I'm gonna let this be clear. That does not dictate, no pun intended, that does not dictate how I react with people. And it doesn't mean that I gotta sit there and be an asshole because Bruce Jenner is now Caitlyn Jenner. I don't just it doesn't make me gay all of a sudden because I don't act like how you act about it. Because I don't act like, oh, I'm not being a stereotypical male that has to go, yeah, that's so gay, homophobic. When people that act really homophobic, a lot of times I have paid close attention and learned them the people who be doing some low key gay stuff. They be doing if you ever pay just like the senators and all that, they always want to turn down all these bills. A lot of them be doing that down low stuff. And now the people who get way too disrespectful about it, they're the ones you always got to watch. People talk about the people who don't get all rattled about this issue are the people you got to watch. No, it's the people that pay close attention. It's the dudes that want to always do the pat you on the ass thing that you do, you know, like in football or basketball, when good game or good play, they want to hit you in the ass, but they always want to act extra homophobic. Them the dudes you got to watch out for. Why people want to sit here and act stupid or whatnot. So, no. I can speak out for wherever I want to, but any day does not mean all of a sudden let's put the alarm out that his sexuality is on the line. Like, get the hell out of here with that. All right, so what we're going to do, we're going to go to one last song before we go out and close the show. I want to go with, I want to make sure this is really good. I'm spinning the wheel. All right, this one is by Boy Fast Domino. This is Lionheart.
Ready or not, here I come. They say this rap, this shit gon' bring me limelight. And I don't care, long as the source give me 5 mics. And I can really give a damn about the nightlife. Long as the fam good, long as my mom's right. And lately I've been paying close attention to people who say they want the best for me. As if they really know what's best for me. As if they know the day-to-day with these whack rappers like stress for me. But when you kill like Denzel, the rest glory. Lyric-wise, they see me peeking. When you drive be like Kyrie, they reaching. Every other rapper you listen to only decent. Plus the chicks you peep on IG probably kicked it with me recently. So chill, nigga. Major labels see that you for real, nigga. So they gon' have to deal with you or do a deal with you. Either way, everybody see you as a meal ticket. And to deal with it all, you probably got some pills with you. This the life that we live in. Money over fame. Laugh when you get it. It's funny how they change. Who would've knew? Nerd in school. Pulling hoes off haikus never heard in school. A nerve for you to say that I'm acting different. I sent you the music, I told you to listen. I sat and waited for your opinion, knowing you wouldn't get it. Looking at what I look like moving out the hood to move back. No grind, grind. I'm probably the realest nigga walking around with pens and pencils. Thought we knew by now prison's a business and we just buying into it. No different than Polo and Jordans. We better off buying and bombing fluid. Sticking it in, dead or not. Teacher moving on if you read or not. Everybody swear they getting to the check. Last I checked, I lost respect for you niggas. Ain't nothing left for you niggas. I wish the best for you niggas. Probably wouldn't bet on you niggas. Hey babe, pack your bags, we taking a trip. Everybody do it these days. Favorite rapper fall off, but don't nobody boo it these days. Cool with it these days. Taking L's, fake LL, Cool J. Remember when? Men like women and women like men. It's different now. Men like women and women like men. Tripping, they don't get it. They don't hit a city in them. They don't know it's still the same old, just a little different. They don't know it's still tipping in them. Still wood grain gripping, still double cup love sipping. Kill them young niggas, no time for combo. But still from the land where they drive slow. The wet paint dripping, the car sit low. But the rim's so tall that you gotta get it lifted. At least 6 inches. And if you ain't gonna put the lady by the grill, dog, at least get it tinted. At least get the Bobby Brown inside the tie so Whitney. That's gonna make the haters wanna witness. The hoes fall victim. But this right here is for the critics. Every mention that say I'm a decent writer. But then glorify every nigga that eat behind me. Your girl, she a groupie, she rolling my people like her. But me, I'm kinda picky, no Peter Piper. These days, hoes shaped like a pack of pickled peppers. Run, you pick them better, nigga. Dig it on your shit, your girl belly bigger. Grandma pass, if I get past this, I'll be a better nigga. Barely, these niggas barely know, barely grow. New nigga killing this, don't feel like no talent show. Closer to the edge, I'm just trying to stay cool, daddy. Fresh pad, night still searching for new balance. I got a new challenge. Every other rapper that you gather, or you rather be faster than fast, I speed past them. Adios, talk, Vamanos, the team got me. I'm like King Jaffe. Joe for no hope for these niggas, I'm no joke. They call it sauce dripping, I call it soul glow. These niggas doing them all. Me, I'm like most deaf. So deaf that I probably should have signed a so-so. I'm ghost on you niggas, bye.
All right, y'all. Welcome back. Welcome back. The Life at Dust Live. Hot to Dust Monday. Say it with your chest. Say it with your chest. That's today's entitled show is called Say It With Your Chest. Because if you're going to say something, say it with your chest. Don't hold it back. Be yourself. We're not going to agree with it regardless. And, man, I know I've had some great feedback on my take on how I decided to talk going about the Bruce Jenner / Caitlyn Jenner story. Thank you, people. I appreciate it. Like I said, everybody has their different thing that personally, until they do it, they're not going to feel free. And you can wave on them. You can get mad as you want to, but it's not going to change it. That person is finally happy in who they want to be, and regardless, it is not even, it's not always about being gay or transgender. It's about just whatever. Like I said, some of us, we spend a lot. One of our things that like we don't feel free because we don't allow ourselves to. One of the things we don't feel free in doing is we don't want to be that person who's being like if we're too vocal about something. Or if we stand up for something more, we don't want, you know, we want to appease people, and we feel trapping ourselves because we want to look over our shoulders and go, okay, I don't want to make these people man, it's not, you know, like I said, like, there's a lot of stuff. Like, one of my things I had to, or media, that's making me feel so much more free now, is the fact that I can move around and not feel like, wow, like, I can't just be honest, you know, just let people know I'm not a certain way. If you do this, I'm not going to allow you to go through it, and I'm going to be vocal about it. And especially when it involves me directly. So, yeah, big ups to that. Shout out to this drink I'm drinking from Brahms, Orange Sherbet Freeze. Brahms is going to cut me a check, give y'all a free promotion, but this thing was so bomb, I had to give you some love. And give me one more sip of it. Good God, it's so good. But, yeah, man. Another thing of feeling free was slowly but surely, you know, starting to work out. Due to working out more and whatnot, it's allowed me to feel more comfortable in myself, understanding, oh, wait a minute. Like, now I can share my story of some of the health struggles I've had, and now that kind of, and that's able to allow people to inspire others who may have been going through the same health struggles and realize, hey, you can come out on the other, you can go on the other side of this and win. For instance, there's a great woman that, this 90-year-old woman just ran a marathon and made it all the way to the finish line and whatnot. Salute to you, ma'am, because, yes, you were on your ish. And you deserve some super duper respect. And I really hope people repeat that, man. Like, if a 90-year-old woman can run it and whatnot, and it's been a 90-year-old man do it, it's been different people have ran these marathons that people said can't do it. Then that means don't allow yourself to tell yourself that you can't. If you want to be able to be strong in your fitness journey, it can happen. Yeah, some people do have some obstacles in their way of making it happen, but don't tell yourself that you can't do it. The moment you do, that's when you do, that's what's going to make it that much harder. And that's why I would tell people, really, it starts with training your mind. If you don't have a strong mind, you're not going to be able to have a strong body, because you're not going to be able to push yourself when it's hardest in working out. And I've done different things that allow me to strengthen my mind. It's allowed me to strengthen myself to be a regular in the gym. There you go, people. You listen to the episode of Life It Does Live, your boy Sadie J. Remember, where there's a J, over there's a U, there is a way. Rolling on out. Peace.